Hey everyone, welcome in to a daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm kicking off today's daily editorials with an update from Nucor Gold, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol NCAU and on the OTCQX under the symbol NCAUF. I'm chatting with the president and CEO, Luke Alexander. Now, Luke, we're following up on a news release that came out just yesterday. It's more drill results from this Enchi Gold project in Ghana. These are focused on and around this Boeing gold deposit. Now, the important takeaway here, I think, from this news release is the step out distance outside of the known resource just within some of these drill results. We're continuing to see quite consistent grades, a little below 1 gram per ton gold, some dipping up even into just over 2 grams per ton, just over 2.5 grams per ton. But overall, again, I think it's about the step out distance from the known resource. Luke, take us through these drill results, how much they have expanded on the mineralization here at Boeing.
Yeah, hi, Corey, and thanks for having me on. Yeah, so see, these are the biggest step outs we've ever done at Boeing, and we've now extended the mineralized zone significantly at Boeing. We added about 1.4 kilometers of mineralization. That's on top of a 2.6 kilometer mineralized zone that we have identified to date. So we've obviously, you know, taken that to 4 kilometers, and it still remains open along strike about 2 kilometers on top of that. So lots of exploration upside from here, and we're very pleased with the results that we've had so far. And we ultimately think that that will over time add to the overall resource that we have. If you look at our current resource, you know, the pit constrained resource at Boeing, it's about 530,000 ounces, and that sits within, you know, pits that make up about a 2 kilometer, 2.5 kilometer zone within that 4 kilometers of mineralization that we've now identified. So, you know, you can really see how this will potentially add to resource over time.
So in terms of grade and widths of these drill results, what are they showing in terms of consistency to what you know within that resource?
They're very consistent with the historical results that we've had at Boeing. And that's one of the nice things and something that we've talked about. Because it's step-out drilling and we've done so much work at Boeing and our other deposits, if we look at it as lower risk exploration. I mean, it was aggressive in terms of, you know, 100, 200 meter step out holes, you know, a total of 1 kilometer to the south and 400 meters to the north of the existing deposit area. But, you know, because we've got such good geological understanding of the deposit and the target area, we, you know, we view that as lower risk exploration, but very consistent with what we've had before. And again, that's why we talk about how we think it can ultimately add resource over time as we continue to drill at these areas. And maybe just touching on that point, you know, we did include a map within our news release that we put out yesterday, which highlights a number of additional holes that we've drilled down to the south of Boeing, about another dozen holes that are in the lab right now that we're waiting for assays to come back. So we're very excited to get those back in the next couple months here.
So I'll post a link below this interview to those maps. They both outline the step outs to the north and to the south. But yes, in those yellow holes, those are assays still pending. So really, in summary here, for Boeing, it's the mineralization has gone from 2.6 kilometers to 4 kilometers. You're seeing consistent grade, and all of these are quite near surface, right? There is also that consistent factor to these.
Yeah, again, if you look at our current resource of 1.22 million ounces across our entire property, which includes that 530,000 ounces at Boeing that I referenced, 75% of that sits within the oxides, and an additional 20% sits within the transitional zone. So that's all kind of heap leach material, which is obviously a lower capex way of producing gold. And if you look at the average depth of that 1.22 million ounce inferred resource, it's only down to about 50 meters. So across our three different deposits, the depth of the oxides and transitional zones will range anywhere from about 30 to 80 meters. And that's one of the real advantages of our project is how much oxide and transitional material that we've got.
So let's talk about the other drilling and drill results that are coming, because these drill results are part of the 66,000-meter program. Share with us the balance here between the drilling that is continuing to focus on some of these known resource areas and some of these potentially near-term resource areas, but then also this depth component. We've had a couple deeper drill holes that have shown some higher grade, but has there been any of that drilling at Boeing? And what's the future drilling looking like here?
Yeah, so to date, we have released drill results from 38,000 meters. So that represents about 57% of our total 66,000-meter program. So another 43% to come. So lots of holes. So that's about 28,000 meters to come. Of that 28,000 meters, we've got 18,000 meters of diamond drilling planned. A bunch of those assays are now at the lab, and we'll start to get those out in the next month or two. So needless to say, the results that we see from here on out, about two-thirds of them will be focused on the diamond drilling that we've been doing. And that diamond drilling is focused on drilling below Boeing, Siyum, Niam, given those are our three deposit areas and where we have the best geological understanding. We're also going to send a rig up to Arati, which is way up at the northern end of our property. We've got 10 historical holes up there, had some very good historical results. So we're going to go back up there and look to do some follow-up drilling with the diamond rigs up there as well. In terms of, you know, your question about some of the higher grade, the RC rigs that we have on site are very powerful rigs. So we're able to drill down to about 200 meters with those RC rigs. And within some of the deepest RC holes that we've drilled on the project to date, for instance, at Niam, down at 175, 200 meters, which are the two of the deepest holes we've drilled there, we encountered some very nice higher grade material, 5.8 grams over 7 meters, as well as 5.4 grams over 9 meters. So some of the diamond drilling that we'll do will go and, you know, follow up on those types of results we've had with the RC rig, and look to chase those higher grade shoots at depth as well. And we have seen some nice high grade or higher grade results at Boeing. So we will be following up on those, as well as Siyum and Kwachikrum, which isn't part of our current resource. But given all the success we've been having at Kwachikrum, we think it will become our next resource area. So yeah, we're excited to start to get these results out over the next couple of months from the diamond drill rigs.
All right, so on top of then, it sounds like just steady news flow, drill result-wise. What about some of the other company catalysts here? Like, I know a PEA is underway, or any of these resource updates that can encompass these recent results?
Yeah, so probably the next big catalyst for Nucor, and we highlighted it in the press release that we put out last week, is that we have been very busy working on our PEA. And we are expecting to get that out by the end of Q2. And we did reiterate that within our press release. So we're excited to get that out to the market. And part of the reason the front end of our drill program focused on RC drilling is that we were able to get 18,000 meters of the RC drilling that we did included into our PEA. So as a result, we will have a small resource update included within that PEA. So we think, again, by continuing to update the resource as well as economic studies, that's the best way to create shareholder value. So we will have that out in the next few weeks here, and we're excited to be able to deliver that to the market.
Okay, a couple quick comments just regarding the trading of the shares here. Throughout this year, the Nucor stock has, for the most part, gone sideways in this range. It's been between, let's say, mid-50s to the mid-60s, currently trading in the low to mid-60s right here. You guys have churned through quite a bit of stock during this time. Give us a bit more insights then. How much stock has churned over throughout this year, and some of the buyers, some of the sellers that you're seeing that have been trading this stock?
Yeah, so since the start of this year, we've traded over 10 million shares, which, given management and insiders own 32% of the stock, obviously in terms of the balance of the shares outstanding, obviously that's a big percent of the overall shares. And we've had very good support kind of in the 58 to 65 cent range. I think the VWAP so far this year is 62 cents a share. So it's been really consolidating in and around these levels. Seem to have had a bunch of institutional buying stepping in. Been seeing lots of blocks and icebergs out there in the market. And, you know, we think that that consolidation of the stock around these levels is a really good thing. And ultimately, you know, when the market starts to improve again for gold companies, which has been fairly weak, I would say, for the first half of the year, ultimately, we think we're well positioned to re-rate from that perspective.
All right, Luke, I appreciate addressing that question. Really, if anybody has any other questions for Luke regarding Nucor or any of the drilling that's going on, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. Again, I will post a link to the maps that show where these recent drill results have been and where some of the upcoming ones are going to be, as well as a link to the underlying news release that came out just yesterday. Luke, I appreciate the update. We'll follow up as more news hits the market, and especially around that PEA that sounds like it's coming out in the near term. Thanks for the update, Luke. We'll chat again soon.
Thank you very much, Corey.